Over the weekend, the Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev claimed that tensions were so inflamed between Russia and the US that he asked whether this is 2016 or 1962. It's been 25 years since the end of the espionage proxy wars and ideological battles that formed the front lines of the Cold War. But with conflicts in Ukraine and Syria drawing world powers into military conflict, the relationship between Russia and America is getting chilly again. Could we be at the start of a new Cold War? We're following the story with Kevin Borum, who's Lecturer of International Law at ANU in Canberra. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Very well, thank you for joining us this morning. Now, political and military tensions are running high, and there's a strained relationship between Russia and the West. Medvedev has described this as a new Cold War. What do you think?
Well, this is partly Russian bluster. They want to divide the US from the European allies, who are very concerned about Russian intentions, and, of course, for propaganda reasons, they want to blame the West, and specifically the US, for the current tensions, which are entirely due to Russian actions in Ukraine and Syria. So this is not to be taken literally. The Russians are not in a contest with the US for world domination, but certainly there is a great deal of tension in the relationship between Russia and the West, and the Eastern European states, which are formerly under Soviet rule, are very concerned about the possibility of the Soviets, well, the Russians rather, wanting to increase their influence over their former satellites.
It seems like a lot of chest beating, and Medvedev probably sort of tying into the hearts of a lot of the older generation. Is it still the case that Russia is just trying to be up with the big players? Is that sort of how it is?
Yes, I think that puts it very well. Putin wants to restore Russia to the status of a great power, which needs to be taken seriously in any situation which it involves itself. Because the Russians are ruthless in the way that they do this supporting the insurrection in eastern Ukraine and propping up Assad in Syria, they are involving themselves in situations of very great concern to the West. So the deterioration in relations between Russia and the US, so they are no longer effectively cooperating in these areas, is something that is very concerning.
It sounds like it, for sure. Now, the comments were made by Medvedev, who was the Russian Prime Minister, and President Putin hasn't sort of responded to this. Is there a motive in Medvedev sort of saying this in relation to Putin?
The Russians, that is particularly Putin and Medvedev, want to avoid the possibility that the US in particular might see Medvedev as being more moderate and reasonable than Putin. Putin puts Medvedev up to make these very strong statements so that there can be no illusion that if Putin was to go in some way, Russian policy would change.
So is Putin sort of, that they work together, Medvedev and Putin?
What's the relationship? Yes, that's quite clear.
Yeah.
There was a hope, particularly by the Obama administration, because Medvedev was actually president and Putin had stood down as prime minister at the time Obama took office, they would be able to strengthen Medvedev's position. But it's quite clear that he and Putin work together very closely and Medvedev isn't capable of any independent action.
Yeah, it seems that way. Now, the war in Syria, of course, is still escalating, and Russia and NATO, they seem to be sort of not working together too so well. Is there any interest in actually ceasing this conflict?
Certainly on the part of the West, and particularly the US, there is a great desire both to settle the civil war in Syria and to prosecute the war against Islamic State more effectively. So certainly the US wants to do that. The problem is that their strategy has not been very effective. Assad is still there. The Russian bombing that's been taking place has strengthened his position. So the moderate opposition is somewhat weaker. And in this situation, the hands of the Obama administration are effectively tied. They might be thinking about options, but since the Russians are militarily so active, it's difficult to see what the US could do without risking an armed confrontation with Russia, which clearly they want to avoid.
It does seem so. And NATO is a part of all this. What sort of role do they play in that region in trying to sort of ease the tensions?
Well, it's not part of the NATO theatre.
Okay.
NATO is certainly involved with the US as a forum for exchanging information, coordinating action. But the military coalition which is prosecuting the fight against Islamic State, is made up of the US, Britain, France, Canada to some extent, Australia and their Arab allies. The rest of NATO is not extensively involved, although the Germans have recently decided to assist with humanitarian assistance. Mm-hmm. So it's not a NATO operation as such, but NATO is clearly a forum for coordinating this activity.
Yeah, it seems like there's got to be some sort of resolution. Maybe Russia, if they come to the table and actually talk to NATO, maybe there's some sort of resolution on that side of things. What is their aim and Russia's aim in actually being in Syria anyway?
Well, they want to prop up Assad. That is their aim.
Okay.
The only Russian naval base in the Mediterranean is located at Tartus, which is in Syria. Assad and his father are long-time allies of the Russians. They see it as being important strategically for them to keep Assad in power. That's what they want to do. Now, of course, there was an agreement at the end of last week for a ceasefire to come into being by the end of this week, and for humanitarian assistance to begin to those areas, particularly Aleppo, which are particularly under threat at the moment. But there's a good deal of pessimism that the ceasefire will actually happen, because there's a good deal of suspicion that the Russians are not sincere and they will continue bombing the moderate opposition to Assad.
Well, there was overnight a suspected Russian air attack that destroyed two hospitals despite this ceasefire.
Well, yes, precisely. So the problem is that the ceasefire doesn't apply to Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front. The al-Nusra Front is also an Islamist fighting force. They're allied to al-Qaeda, so they are bad guys. Mm. But frequently they work together with elements of the moderate opposition, particularly in Aleppo. So accepting the al-Nusra Front from the ceasefire in effect means the Soviets can continue to attack the moderate opposition, which they will claim is part of al-Nusra.
Well, it seems to be a never-ending conflict over there. Interesting to see what comes about, especially when Russia's involved. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Okay, cheers, Mick. Bye.
Thank you. That was Kevin Borum. He's a lecturer in international law at the ANU. Just talking Russia and the comments made by Medvedev during the week that we're seeing another new Cold War.